Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
And a very good morning. Let's talk to Jason Brewer. He is the CEO of Marula Mining. Very good morning to you, Jason.
And good morning to you too.
Right, you are quoted on the Aquis Stock Exchange on the growth market. You've got a market cap of circa £2 million. I see that somebody's kindly given you £5 million cash and you've recently raised £715,000. Checked on a chat board this morning and they said Jason Brewer is not planning to hang around by the looks of it. And I assume that's a positive because you're not on your way somewhere else. Tell me about the short term, medium term, long term. I've read the headlines, lots of big punchy stuff. Why would I buy the shares?
Because we're a company that's going somewhere. We're going into production, producing one of the commodities that's in record demand at the moment, lithium. So trading at all time highs. Demand insatiable because of electric vehicles. So we've got a mine we're going to be producing now.
Yep.
First sales to Traxys Global Commodity Group.
Yep.
Like you know, they've advanced money already, 5 million as you said.
Okay, now I'm going to interrupt you there because they've got Louis Bacon of More Capital and they've got the Carlyle Group involved in that. Okay, they're no mugs.
It's a great endorsement of what we're doing, what we're trying to achieve. And like you say, they're no mugs. They don't put money in to lose.
Yep.
So they've backed us to produce, to deliver lithium for them to sell into their markets and to meet their customers' demands.
So how on earth did you get people like that involved? What was the pitch?
Look, I think we told them very clearly that we're a company that's going places.
Yep.
I said when I took this role as CEO, 4 months ago, that within 12 months we'd have three producing mines.
Okay.
So the lithium's going to be producing now.
Yep. First. So is this short term? Is it medium term, long term?
No, look, the lithium mines, the largest lithium mineralization in South Africa, first world mining jurisdiction.
Yep.
Okay, great infrastructure there. We've got a copper project in Tanzania, again,
yep,
another proven mining district. That copper, again, copper going through some very strong demand pricing at the moment. That's a long term operation as well. But that'll be producing in the first quarter of next year too. So, no, a lot of growth for us, and that's what I guess these trading companies want. They want to see companies that can deliver material, not sit there as an exploration company for 1, 2, 3, 5 years.
So I've seen Glencore make some headlines recently for the wrong reasons, okay? Political risk and the likes, okay? Is this all, are we?
Look, we operate in Africa. So people have their own perceptions on risk of African countries. South Africa, like I said, it's one of the backbones of the global mining industry. So.
Yeah.
You know, some of the world's biggest mines and best infrastructure, road, rail, port. Focused on East Africa, again, English law, everybody speaks English over there, so it's very easy to do business. And again, you've got some world-class mining operations there. So we're not going into to the back of Burke here, we're actually going into proven areas where we know we can operate and deliver.
So I always look at chief execs and say, what's in it for them? Okay, have you got skin in the game?
I'm the single largest shareholder in this company.
Okay.
It's now run out of Nairobi, which is my home.
Yep.
And clearly I'm involved in this because I see a great future for it. And clearly I want all stakeholders, shareholders, our local partners, and clearly myself. I want to make this a success, which people will see and go, yeah, we like what Brewer's doing. We like where he's going. We like this company.
Right. So you've been there for 4 months. What did you do historically? What's your track record?
Look, I'm a mining engineer, mining lawyer by background, investment banker, ex-Rothschild's banker out of Australia, ran a fund management business as well, listed, focused on the mining sector. But for the past 10 years, been on the ground in Africa, basically identifying projects and working with listed companies to get them done.
But are you a miner or a money maker?
No, I like to think I'm a money maker. My mining days are gone. I'm my hands far too soft to do anything out there. No, I like kind of putting the company together, getting the right management team in, getting the support base behind us, and then dealing with the markets. You know, a lot of the projects we find, projects which have been there for a number of years, but have lacked the capital and lacked the management team to make them a success.
Yeah.
And that's what hopefully I can bring.
Okay, we talked off air about Aquis and the sort of pros and cons of having that listing. And then you talked about potentially going on to the AIM market next year. What are the advantages and disadvantages to that?
Look, I think the AIM market is much easier for shareholders to invest in. It's got a high profile. And I believe as well, the perception, whether rightly or wrongly, is that it's a better exchange than Aquis. So I'm here in London at the moment. We're meeting with Nomads, further advisors, brokers. such that early in 2023 we'll be listed there on the AIM market. So that's moving ahead very quickly. Aquis has been the platform that the company's had for several years. The company really hasn't done much over those 7 years.
Because it used to be called All-Star Minerals, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right. All-Star sat there, effectively a shell.
Yep.
Dormant shell, no real activity. And I guess over the past 4 or 5 months, it's really kicked up. And the next obvious step is an improved listing, an improved platform for people to get involved, people yep. to buy the shares and support the company.
But the market cap's circa 2 million at the moment. Where can this get to in a year's time?
Look, my view, it yep. should be several times that already, okay. given the lithium asset, the copper asset. I mean, the lithium is going to be producing, you know, and you've seen the support, that endorsement, the validation by Traxys. The copper, the grade we sampled at the site was between 7% copper and 30% copper. So it's a very high grade project at surface. So it's not hard technically. So already in my mind, it should be trading several times higher. When we go to AIM, you know, look, let's do it in steps. 25 to 50 million before the end of next year is really where I'd love to see this company and where I think that the guys behind it, both the management team on the ground, the local partners, yeah, they deserve that for the efforts they're putting in.
Okay, to wrap up then, I always ask everybody, why should I have your shares in my portfolio or why should I consider having the shares in the portfolio? Give me three strong reasons or good reasons or in your opinion, three reasons to buy the shares.
Three reasons we're going to be producing. We're not wasting shareholders' money on corporate high-level corporate costs. We're actually out there on the ground. I'm based in Nairobi. I'm on site every other day, effectively. So I'm actually doing things. And that's me as part of a broader management team. We've got the experience in Africa. We've got the projects. And we've got that endorsement, that validation by a global commodities trader that obviously sees a lot of value in us already. So if you're going to invest, I think before we move to AIM, it's a perfect opportunity for people to kind of get in pre-IPO, because I think once we do get on that AIM market, you're going to see quite a revaluation in the company.
Well, on that note, we've run out of time. Jason, thank you very much indeed for your time. I've got to say, at this sort of share price, okay, they sound like call options to me, with unlimited upside and very limited downside, but that's just my take on it. Thank you very much indeed.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.